From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, February 10th. A center for residents to get treatment for substance issues in Chico is approaching 6 months since it first opened. NSPR's Eric Adams reports the number of people using the Sobering Center has been rising.
The Sobering Center offers residents beds, shower facilities, and food in a supervised setting to help them ease off of drugs or alcohol. Nearly 270 people used the center in January. Butte County Department of Behavioral Health Director Scott Canelli says that number has increased each month.
December was 207 people, and then the month before was lower and lower and lower. So it's 6 months now since it's opened, and as word's getting out, we're getting more and more people coming in for services.
January's data shows that most people who have used the center so far have made a visit to get help coming down from methamphetamine and alcohol use. But opioid issues and marijuana are also on that list. Patients can also be sent to local shelters, hospitals, or mental health facilities to continue treatment. One improvement Canelli would like to see moving forward is building trust with law enforcement agencies and encouraging them to refer arrestees to the Sobering Center instead of jail. In January, more than 90% of visits were walk-ins. Law enforcement referrals added up to about 4%.
I would say, talk to me in a year, I would see much higher numbers, I think, from law enforcement than we have now.
The center is run both by the county as well as its contractor, Horizon Treatment Services, and it's funded by opioid settlement funds. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an order to speed requirements that homes located in wildfire-prone areas be more fire-resistant. The California Report's Saul Gonzalez has more.
Rules will require that homeowners remove flammable material like plants and shrubs within 5 feet of their residences. The order also directs CAL FIRE to add more than 2,000 square miles of land to areas considered fire-prone and will be required to follow tougher fire mitigation rules.
That was the California Report's Saul Gonzalez. And Pleasant Valley High School in Chico has won the 2025 Butte County Academic Decathlon, ending Las Plumas High School's 5-year winning streak. They'll represent Butte County at the California State Academic Decathlon in March. Las Plumas High School landed in second place, and Paradise High School came in third. 53 students from 5 Butte County high schools, including Biggs and Oroville, participated in this year's decathlon, which focused on the theme, Our Changing Climate. Also, some places go to the dogs. The Gateway Science Museum in Chico has gone to the bears. Bear in Mind, the Story of the California Grizzly, is a new exhibit that explores the cultural connection we still have with these long-gone predators. Adrienne McGraw is the museum's executive director.
Bears are important to us as a symbol of California, a symbol of independence, of strength, and so we kind of have this strange dual relationship with grizzly bears. So the exhibit kind of tells all of those nuances to our relationship with grizzlies.
As visitors move around the gallery, they'll see large interpretive displays, art, historical photos, and fossils. There's no grizzly on display, but there is a kids' corner. Museum curators have provided age-appropriate explanations at some exhibit stations because some of the details are, well, grisly. Bear in Mind runs through the end of May. And finally, a Chico nonprofit is getting closer to its goal of building a navigation center for those experiencing homelessness. True North Housing Alliance currently runs Chico's Torres Shelter. It is now fundraising to expand the shelter and its services by building the new Howard Slater Navigation Center. The agency says once the new center is built, it will be able to house more than 250 people a year by offering rapid rehousing options and services to prevent homelessness. The agency says it has raised nearly $2 million and is around $600,000 short of its goal. And those were your headlines for Monday, February 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.